Well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. And our next guest, Judge Jeanine Pirro, joining us now with a new book. Judge Jeanine, how are you today? Welcome.
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. I watch you on TV a lot. You're one of my favorites, and I appreciate you joining us.
Oh, well, I appreciate you watching my show. Thank you. So we're of maybe like mind, I expect.
Very much so. Probably lock, stock, and barrel.
Okay, I'm with you. Locked and loaded here.
All right, so you got a new book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. And man alive, is that not happening on a daily basis now?
You know, it's so funny because every time I write a book, and I've written three, this is the third of the trilogy, there's liars, leaders, and liberals, and then radicals, resistance, and revenge, and now Don't Lie to Me. You know, every time it's getting ready to go to print, I grab the manuscript back, and I say, no, we have to add this. So much has happened. No, hold on.
You got to stop some point and get it to print, otherwise it's never going to end.
I know. And what has happened has been an incredible, 3 years since the president, 3.5 years, almost four, took office. It has been crazy. And right now, this book is my effort to talk about what's going on, why the left has lost their mind, and how they lie to us every day. And, you know, lying is almost assumed when you're talking about politicians.
Yeah.
But when they lie to the point where it's just about raw political power, and you don't really matter in that game, you have to wonder, you know, what has America come to? They're looking to impose socialism. They're looking to lock you in your house, open the borders, defund the police, and take your gun.
Yep.
None of which works for me.
No, and that worked for me either. I mean, I have been so frustrated. You know, I just said, even before you came on at the end of the last hour, that when the president came out, 14 days to, you know, flatten the curve, all of that, you know, and I was all behind that. We didn't know exactly what the virus was going to do. I get all of that, fine, handled, I'll do it, I'll do my part, even the 30 days, okay, I'll do my part. But Judge, once that was over and you started seeing the ramifications of businesses being shut down and unemployment soaring and people that, you know, small businesses literally losing their business. I'm one of those. I run a business outside of what I do here, and you watch all of these fellow business owners, you know, literally losing what they'd worked most of their lives in some cases to earn. I was like, wait a minute, time out. We can't continue down this path, and yet, Judge, here in Colorado, we're still down that path.
Well, the amazing part of it is that, you know, the pandemic is one thing, and you know, now that we know the truth, and I talk about this and Don't Lie to Me, I talk about Neil Ferguson, the model that we used, you know, that said 2.5 million Americans were going to die. I mean, this is the same bozo who talked about mad cow disease in the UK, and they were killing their cows and their sheep.
Wow.
And, you know, he was wrong about that, too. And yet we followed him. And so as if the pandemic
I'll give you one better. Here in Colorado, our person that was in charge of that didn't even feel like it was going to be 2.5 million deaths in the United States. He felt like it was going to be 4 million deaths, and that's the knucklehead that's in charge of what's going on in Colorado and why we still have a mask mandate when we've only got 140 people in the hospital and we've only got new infections per day of about 500 out of 5.5 million people, Judge, and most of those infections are in young people that are at the colleges.
Yeah, and the young people who are going to certainly survive, and, you know, the statistics are unbelievable. Even the CDC, to the extent that, you know, and you credit what they're saying, says that only 6% of those who die of COVID, of the now 200,000, actually died of COVID alone.
Correct.
Everyone was either already dying or on their way. It is really remarkable. But as if the pandemic weren't enough, it's a 1-2 punch here in New York, where then the protesters,
yes,
who decided that they were going to take down the cities and burn buildings and properties of others and not be held accountable for that, that made it almost impossible for people to actually, get back to business. And it's a sad commentary that they're putting people in jail. Where was it, Louisiana or Texas, for going to work? And yet, when tens of thousands want to protest, allegedly, peaceful protest, they say, have at it. Don't worry about the coronavirus. This is your time in history. Mm-hmm. And it is frightening. The hypocrisy is disgusting. It really is.
No, it really is. And you know, you're talking, you know, don't lie to me. And we were talking earlier about, you know, that's the politician side. Judge, this don't lie to me goes all the way through the press as well. And I love Fox News, but there's even some folks on there where I have to wonder at times, what side are you guys on here? Because some of what you're saying is not true.
Well, you know, I tell you, I try to do whatever I can just to make sure that people get enough of the facts. But I'm an opinion person, so I actually give my opinion regarding a lot of these issues. It's very, very interesting how people just want to hear a certain side. And it's absolutely stunning to me that in the United States, people, they just like this Breonna Taylor case,
mm-hmm,
you know, with Michael Brown, it was hands up, don't shoot, when everyone said that wasn't the case. And then, you know, now with Breonna Taylor, they're not quite understanding that there was a warrant. And although it was a no-knock, they didn't use the no-knock. There was a warrant to actually go in,
right,
and try to seize,
search the premises
of the narcotics.
Right.
Yeah, there was probable cause signed by a judge.
Right.
And the her boyfriend shot first, hit a police officer. And, you know, police, I mean, I had 50 of them working for me when I was a DA. When we went in on a narcotics raid or a no-knock or anything like that, we work with DEA, task forces, all that stuff. I mean, it's one of the most dangerous things these guys can do.
Correct.
The time most of them were guys. And, you know, they're ginned up. They're ready, you know, on a second notice.
And in their defense, Judge, when you're getting shot at, you're going to shoot back.
Precisely.
I'm really careful in what I say on air. I know you have to be as well. I get it. I know the jobs that both you and I have. But in this particular case, you know, I said this earlier. My parents always taught me, you are who you hang out with. And I've taught my kids, which they're all grown now, but I taught them the very same thing. And the reality is, Judge, if you don't want to get shot at, then don't hang out with people that shoot at police and are drug dealers.
Well, and you know, the sad part is that she apparently, Breonna was a good woman who, you know, worked and, you know, had a job as a security, I believe. And, you know, it's just very sad. But, you know, the law is the law. And they just want to change it, whether it's bail reform, which is a euphemism for let's just let everybody
out. Let's let criminals out. Yeah, that's what that means. Yes, thank you.
And whether it's the socialists who want to come in and spend money to fund DA candidates who don't believe in jail and
right,
only believe in reformative justice, which is what we've got in New York City. We've got a mayor who absolutely despises the police, and his wife says New York would be Nirvana if there were no police, yet she maintains her police detail. And, you know, and then we've got a DA who sends out a memo who says, as for the protesters, not the peaceful ones, obviously, the ones who've been arrested, well, you know, we're going to dismiss those charges. But if any of them think that they were physically or abused by the police officers, you know, let's start a case, let's start an investigation, and we'll go forward with police brutality. Can you imagine saying to a defendant,
no,
you got any gripes against this cop, let us know, we're going to prosecute him.
Again, folks, we have Judge Jeanine Pirro with us, and this is the book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. It's available on Amazon for all of you listening. You can go buy the book there. Judge, I got to ask you, though, when it comes to these riots, we saw some even last night. We had some even here in downtown Denver. I was watching the news, which I don't do that often, but I thought, well, given the climate, I want to see what's going on last night. And even in Denver, we had some protests that then turned into some not-so-peaceful protests after the fact, which that's typically the way these things work, all because of
right,
Breonna. And I guess the question I have for you is, do you think these protests are hurting or helping Trump? Because I'm one that thinks they help.
Well, you know, I think that they, when Americans see the kind of anarchy and chaos that's going on in cities in America. You know, for a while, you know, I think everybody after George Floyd, May 25th, you know, everybody felt that was horrible, what happened to him. I was outraged at the thought of that happening. And so everyone was kind of into, yes, we need justice in America. But then the anarchists took over, and the Black Lives Movement was pretty much overcome by Black Lives Matter organization.
Right.
And that's an anarchist communist organization.
Yes, it is.
That does not believe in the nuclear family.
Nope.
And, you know, and at that point, it just got out of control, and the governors will not invite the National Guard in, and that's the only way the president's going to go in. So he went in, I believe it was in Milwaukee,
yep.
And I think there was another place, was it Seattle where he went in? You know, within
yes.
hours they
yes.
had everything settled. But Portland won't let the National
nope.
Guard in, and, you know, Washington, New York City, I mean, they're not going to do it. They're not going to allow it. So the president, when I interviewed him last week, I said, what are you going to do? They're talking about election night, having riots all over the country. And he said, you know, we're going to handle it. And I said, well, what if it's more than what we're seeing? He said, we have insurrection. If we have insurrection, I'll deal with it. So, you know.
So he's ready to get it handled one way or the other is what you're telling us.
Right, right. And whereas Joe Biden doesn't say one word for 100 days, you know, he's locked
down.
He was
in his basement.
Yeah, and you know, he talks about peaceful protests. The whole Democrat National Convention never mentioned the protests. And now all of a sudden, when he saw the numbers are changing, oh, yeah, I don't like these protests. But the amazing part is this guy is really running for president. He can't get out of his house more than
no.
one day every five
no.
or six. How
no.
is he going to run the country?
He's walking down off the airplane, Judge, waving at people that don't exist. I mean, you saw that one, I'm sure. I mean, there,
yeah.
no, if, and in a way, and I've said this before, and I mean this, and this is where I do, I'm being very serious now. They are using Joe, it really is elder
yep.
abuse as far as I'm concerned. They're using Joe as a puppet to have a Harris, we've already heard this from her, a Harris administration. That's all Joe's being used for. It's elder abuse, it's wrong, and I really do feel sorry for Joe in that case.
Yeah, and I think that the president, in getting ready for the debate, recognizes that there are several Joes that come out.
Yep.
There's the Joe that had the debate with what's his name, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And Joe sounded pretty lucid there. And then the next day he's talking about corn pop and hair on his legs and rusty razors to a bunch of kids and kids jumping on his lap. I mean,
right.
And tells everybody, go home and tell your kids to listen to the record player. I mean, you know, you got that, Joe.
I know.
And then for the Bernie Sanders debate, he sounded pretty good. So I suspect, and I think the president does not underestimate him, that he will come out and he will do a good job. But it's not for very long, to be honest with you. I mean, he doesn't last very long when he's out. That's why, no, I can't take any questions under the mask. I mean, come on.
I know.
How are you going to match wits with Xi Jinping or Kim Jong-un or Vladimir Putin? Really?
Yeah, well said.
That's why I wrote, don't lie to me. I can't take the lie.
Well said.
Stop trying to deal with our freedom.
Yeah, and I agree. And yet, as you can see, we are you know, two peas in a pod on this. I get everything you're saying, and I'm with you. Judge Jeanine Pirro, again, the book is Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. It's available on Amazon. Judge, I won't take any more of your time. I appreciate you joining us very much. It's been a joy. You're welcome on our program anytime, and I really
Thank
do appreciate
you.
It. You keep up the great work. You're doing a great job for our country.
And I appreciate what you're doing as well, and thank you to all your listeners. Take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Judge. Appreciate it very much. That's Judge Jeanine Pirro, and again, you can actually buy the book on Amazon. And again, it is Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Folks, go buy the book. We appreciate it very much, and we appreciate the judge joining us. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. If you want to make your kitchen that enchanted part of your home, do so today. Go to klzradio.com. They'll make a 3D sketch of everything, not sketch, but an actual imagery that you can see on the computer where you know exactly what's going on, what it looks like, and you can stand and look in the middle of your kitchen. I've seen how it works. It's fabulous. 303-376-7588. Again, go to klzradio.com.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your Kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your Kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, and if you want to pay for that kitchen, we've got a way to do that. And Kurt Rogers will tell you from Affordable Interest Mortgage that about 90 cents of those dollars will come back to you, which means, you know what, it's about 10% for that upgrade, and you get to enjoy it while you're at it. And by the way, with the equity that you've got in your home and the prices that are going up, you're liable to get all that paid for in the not-too-distant future. Get that money back, I should say. Talk to Kurt today. He can explain how all that works. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And I actually saw this article earlier because Dan, my old co-host, which I see every Thursday, sent me. And it just... it actually made my blood boil. It really did. Now, I understand that I wasn't there. I didn't see all of what happened, you know, prior to the authorities arriving, so I don't know what all was said. But folks, when we have a mom at a middle school football game sitting all by herself on a section of the bleachers where there's no one around her, literally not a soul around her, because you could see it in the video. That part I could see visibly. This is a middle school football game, which for maybe some of you that have never been to a middle school football game, let me just tell you this. It's not high school. It's not college. The stands aren't packed. There's typically little packs of people that go to watch their kids play, and that was the case in this particular situation. This was in Ohio, which, by the way, football's big in Ohio, but there wasn't a lot of people around her. And again, I don't know what was said prior to her being tased, handcuffed, and arrested, which they will tell you wasn't for not wearing a mask, but let's face it, it was. Because she wasn't wearing a mask. She had forgot it. She then refused to leave the game because of not having a mask. Folks, I'm going to remind you again. This is outdoors. Outside, sun shining. No one around her. She doesn't have a mask on, which, by the way, I wouldn't have either. And they cuff her and stuff her for not wearing a mask. Folks, I've said it before. I'm going to keep saying it. This has gone way too far. This whole COVID thing is being used nothing more than for political gain, for teaching and training each one of you how to be submissive, how to obey the authorities, how to say yes sir, no sir, and that's it. There is no validity, none whatsoever, in masks, mask wearing, and having it not spread COVID. It's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever seen in my entire life. And yes, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of wearing them. I'm sick of seeing people wearing them. It's a joke, in my opinion. Dennis is next. Dennis, welcome.
Hey, I find it amazing you mentioned this, John. That sparked me up. It's the first time I've ever thought in my life I would like to cuff somebody upside the head.
You and me both, Dennis. I put that on Facebook, which I don't typically do, and my comment was that cop should be glad that it wasn't me there without a mask because we would have had a complete different ending.
We really would, and I'm like you. I respect law and the whole
thing. Me too,
yards,
but not in this case, I don't.
Call for.
No, I respect them when they're doing their job. In this case, Dennis, that's not their job.
That's not their job. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the sentiment as well, because no, in this case, folks, it's not their job. I am a respecter of authority. I am a respecter of the blue uniform. You guys know that. You hear me all the time talking about it. But this got my blood boiling. Why? Because they were out of line completely. And had I been there, I'm not so sure the guy would have been standing on the bleachers. He probably would have been at the bottom of the bleachers because that's where I would have pushed him. And I mean that sincerely. I would not have put up with it. This lady was a lot kinder than I ever would have been. I can tell you that right now because I would not have put up with it. We got another caller coming in. Craig is next. Craig, welcome. What's going on, sir?
Hey, John. On this mask issue, I happened to speak with someone that's involved with the Denver Broncos this morning.
Okay.
And I brought up this mask issue with the coaches being fined to the tune of $100,000 per incident and the team $250,000 per incident. And I said, you know, I don't see that these coaches are going to put up with this much longer, and it's not sustainable. And I was basically told, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, that this is the NFL, and it's not the NFL setting down this mask order. It's each local government,
mm-hmm.
whether it be the city or the state, that is telling each team. But yet, I was also told, as a whole, it's an image thing with the NFL.
Yeah.
How can the NFL, you know, if they were to not enforce the mask order on the coaches, then they, again, you know, the people that are pro-mask are going to come down on the NFL. How can you, you know, allow your product to be sold on TV without being safe and having the coaches wear their masks? And something that I don't believe that I was told is that these coaches are very willing to just open up their checkbook and give the league $100,000 because it goes to charity. And I find that hard to believe because, as a whole, I think the league is bleeding money right now. Viewership is down.
Yep.
The stands are empty for the most part.
Yeah,
they're not getting concessions. They're not getting parking. I heard maybe you quoted the $6 billion figure that they've lost in revenue or will this season due to the restrictions.
Yep.
So the owners then are still having to pay these salaries. I don't see these woke players offering to lessen their salaries, and they won't, to help the owners out. And yet the commissioner works for the owners, and the owners seem to have no ability to control any of this. So I see the whole thing collapsing, and you know I won't miss it.
Yep. Craig, I can't argue with you. Good call, by the way. I appreciate it very much. John and Cheyenne will take – you know what, John, hang tight. I'm going to do this. We can take a few more calls, by the way. I know we got a guest coming up. Charlie, let's see if we can call him and bump him to the 45 mark. I don't see why we can't. Joel Patterson, he is the founder of The Vested Group and a Ford's Book author, kind of along the same lines of what we're talking about. But let's see if we can take him after we take a few more calls. So we'll open up the lines, 303-477-5600. Hang tight, John and Cheyenne. We'll be right back. Purify Chevrolet is up next. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, folks, and it's easy. Just give them a call today. 303-659-8311. In Fort Lupton, not that much of a drive. It's purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith would love to help you out with all of your financial needs moving forward as you start to head into retirement. And by the way, it doesn't matter what age you're at. That's one of those things you need to start planning for now. Talk to Al today, klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Barber's Foods, folks, they got the best meat I've eaten anywhere. Chicken, fish, buffalo, beef, pork. Wagyu even, you name it, they've got it. SAVE5 is the coupon code where you can save 5% on your entire order at checkout. And don't forget, 5% also goes to Save the Children. Go to barbersfoods.com today, order what you want, and they'll have it delivered to you lickety-split. Barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. Also, 5% of all sales for all items available from Barber's Foods will be donated to Save the Children in the month of September. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Michael Bloomberg is raising millions of dollars to pay felons the right to vote in the state of Florida. Because if you're a felon in Florida, once you pay your restitution, then you can vote. So he's buying their votes. It's a felony.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Got to talking about this, basically the mom that got tased and arrested at a football game, a middle school football game, mind you, sitting by herself, refusing to wear a mask, which, by the way, I would as well, and they cuffed and stuffed her. Somebody called in and wanted to know, Carrie, I believe it was, called in and wanted to know, did anybody around the mom help? A couple of people did try to help, and actually the mom had another, child with her, so somebody helped with that child while all of this was going on. What I will say is the guy that was videoing this, that was actually mocking the mom as she was walking out, had I been there, I'd have popped that guy right in the mouth for being a knucklehead. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have done violence on that guy because he needed it. John and Cheyenne's next. John, what's going on?
John, at least once a day there's somebody that needs a punch in the mouth.
That's a fact.
But, you know, we're from that generation. I'm 59, you're 55. We're from that generation. We settled things with a punch in the mouth.
This guy needed one.
I know. Let's go. You know, you were talking about the mask, and the more this is going on, the more I think this is the beginning of the Book of Revelations, like they're preparing us for the mark of the beast by submissing.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's definitely some conditioning going on, John. I will not disagree with you on that one.
And it's like brainwashing, but I've come to the conclusion. I carry a mask in my pocket. I carry my buff in my pocket. In Wyoming, where it's not required, I walk into every store that's, if they have a sign or not, without it. And if somebody asks me to put it on, I put it on. But there are so many people that have just had it up to the, you know,
right,
the boiling point, but just not putting it on. I guarantee if you walk in a store here in Colorado, nobody would say anything until it was some Karen.
Yeah, the Karens will tell you. Karens and Kevins will get on you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and John, you're almost as big as I am, so those people just need to be told a few choice words that we have to go to confession for afterwards.
Yeah, Karen, here you go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I did it already. My wife was, she's like, John, stop. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to put up with it. And I told this lady where to go, how to get there, and gave her directions.
Good for you.
And you know what? That's what's going on. And just one other thing. The insanity, I had to go back east on Monday, and I just got back. I'm actually driving back from DIA.
Gotcha.
The insanity of the airplane. You're in a pressurized air-filtered tube.
Yep.
What good is that mask doing?
None. Zilch.
All it is it's a feel-good thing.
Yep.
So the airlines can say they're following.
That's all it is.
The last thing, John, if you watch the Surgeon General, he's got that COVID thing out.
Mm-hmm.
He says, wear a mask if you can't social distance. That's what he said. So that, to take it all the way back to that lady in Ohio, if she's social distance, she's following CDC guidelines.
I hope she has a good attorney, because if I was her, I'd sue the rear end off the guy that arrested me.
Oh, well, the school district, he's going to say, well, I was just putting school district. School district's government. All she had to do was say, I have a medical condition. I can't wear a mask.
That's true,
and
too.
And the government can't ask you. Under HIPAA laws, the government cannot ask you what
good
your
point.
Medical condition is.
Well said.
So, Kevin Flesch, I bet you could make a bunch of money on that one.
I'm sure there's an attorney out there jumping, you know, ready to take this case. I guarantee you that. John, I'll run. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Safe drives all the way back up to Cheyenne. Kathleen and Boulder, you're next.
Yes, John. The masks and these closed churches are the first level of socialism.
Yep.
I don't care what anybody says.
No, but Kathleen, you are spot on. Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I sense this early on, and I have said this to a lot of people, and we can only see eyes. Eyes get big, and I say, think about this. And anyhow, where Kevin Schultz Polis grew up, I walk by that street on my daily walk occasionally.
Okay.
I have different routes. I take a big loogie and I spit in that area. Honest to gosh. And I think of him and I say, this is for you. And they had Blue Mountain Arts, very successful
yes.
business.
Yes.
But
started in Estes Park. For everybody that doesn't know that, that's where that actually started, up in Estes Park.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I thought it was out of Gun Barrel.
No, well, it started in Estes Park, and then as it grew, it went down to Gun Barrel, but it started up in Estes Park, Kathleen.
Okay. So then anytime I pick up a card at Arts and Crafts Cooperative or wherever, turn it around. If it's Blue Mountain Arts, I won't buy it.
Well, and in defense of them, they no longer own that any longer. That got sold to somebody. And I don't, by the way, I don't know who owns that today. I don't know what the actual conglomeration. I'm sure it's a big conglomeration that owns it, but you know, point well mm-hmm. said. And what Kevin Polis has done, and granted, I know it's not Kevin Polis, it's Jared, but the reality, Kathleen, is he has taken all of the politics of Boulder. And again, I can say this because I grew up there. I mean, I know that town very well, grew up there, spent my entire life up there up until about the last 4 years. So I can say this as well as anybody. He has taken the politics of Boulder to the entire state of Colorado. That's what he's done.
Yes. Yes. I observe that too. And I think, ugh. And he won't even stay in the governor's mansion.
No, he's still staying in his place up in Boulder.
Well, it's a hygiene.
Well, yeah, county, somewhere. Whatever. Yeah, same deal. Yeah, you know, you, yeah, county. Not it's not the city of Boulder, but he's in that area. Yes,
right, right.
If yeah, I ever he's got his McMansion up in hygiene. Let's call it that. Let's call it what it is, Kathleen. The McMansion in hygiene.
Yeah, McMansion. And if ever I walk by there, if I could ever figure out where it is, I would do a big.
Well, there's not too many houses in hygiene, so it can't be that hard to find. You know that, Kathleen.
That's,
you blink, you missed
true.
Hygiene. So there's not that many up there.
That's true. That's true, and all I have to do is look and see which one looks ugly.
You just look for the black Tahoe or whatever he's, you know, pulling in and out of at night, and you probably can't miss it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you, John, for
Kathleen, thank you. You know, keep the faith up in the Boulder area. We need as many conservatives in that area as we can get. There's a lot more up there, by the way, folks, than most of you would realize. But, yeah, folks, I'm most of you know that I'm not an advocate of violence. But in this particular case, there's been but few videos all through COVID that have got my blood boiling like this one. And when you see a mom with a toddler with her, where she's trying to watch the other child play middle school football in a grandstand with no one around her, and the police show up to haul her off because she won't put a mask on, folks, it's gone too far. It already has gone too far in a lot of areas, but this is just, for me, the icing on the cake. Got my blood boiling, and what made it even boil over even more is the guy videoing it, and it's a guy because you can hear him talking, the guy videoing it as she's getting hauled out with handcuffs behind her after being tased, and he's got the gall to mock her for not wearing a mask. That guy needed popped in the mouth right then and there. He either needed to pop in the mouth or somebody needed to walk up behind him and give the old knee to the back of his knee where he caved in and fell down the grandstands. One of the two needed to happen with that guy. What a putz. He should have been man enough to walk over there and intervene and not even have that happen in the first place. And shame on the cop that actually arrested her. I don't care whether he's doing his job or not. That's not his job. They're going to claim now, in fact, the school district's claiming, we didn't arrest her, have her arrested for not wearing a mask. We had her arrested because she wasn't wearing a mask, and therefore she was trespassing, so that's why we had her arrested. Same difference, people. Same difference. You arrested her because she wasn't wearing a mask. You can doll it up all you want, school district. The reality is you arrested her for not wearing a mask, and it's a bunch of garbage. And you know what, folks? It's high time all of us started to stand up against this garbage and say enough is enough. The Karens of the world need to go back into their homes, lock themselves in, and hang out there from now until eternity and let the rest of us live life. Yeah, Karen, go put your head back in the sand where it belongs and butt out. I mean that, folks. I hate the Karens of the world, by the way, as you can tell. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger would love to help you with all of your insurance needs. And there's many, by the way. Make sure you're not underinsured any way, shape, or form, and Paul can help you with that. Auto, home, life, even all of your toys he can insure. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Extreme Auto Repair, $100 off your timing belt replacement. And if you don't know if you have one or if you don't know if it needs replaced, they can help you with that. Call 303-841-1071 or go to klzradio.com for further details. It's Extreme Auto Repair.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme, promises kept.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Vote. It's a sacred right to vote and a sacred responsibility to understand the issues before you vote. Kim Munson here. Friday, author and blogger Rick Turnquist joins me to introduce our Voter's Guide for 2020. We have thoroughly researched each ballot proposition and amendment and will explain our thought process in arriving at our recommendations. Plus, CD7 candidate Casper Stockham shares the latest from his campaign trail. Kim Munson show partners Lauren Levy and Karen Levine update us on their markets. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Charlie's rounding up our next guest here, which I know we're running tight on time, but we'll do our best to get him in. I wanted him to get that last topic going. And just real quick as a side note, I would never advise anybody to have any sort of violence against any of our politicians in the great state of Colorado. Just happen to know where certain people live and that they don't live in the governor's mansion, and that's on them, not me. I guarantee you his place is very secure anyway. So at any rate, Joel Patterson, it looks like Charlie's getting him lined up for us right now. And real quick, I will introduce him, founder of The Vested Group and a Forbes book author of The Big Commitment, Solving the Mysteries of Your ERP Implementation. Joel, welcome. Rush to Reason. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing very well. So politics are a big deal right now. You know, we're up against an election here in the next few weeks. And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that are afraid to voice their politics and or their opinions at work. What do they do?
Well, I think it's an individual decision that a business has to make, but you ultimately have to base it on the purpose of your organization and the values that you live by. There was a survey that came out just a couple of weeks ago that found that basically two-thirds of Americans aren't willing to discuss politics at work. And even more surprising is that almost half of people that are under the age of 30 believe that if you are found to be a Trump donor and you're an executive in the organization, that that is a fireable offense. And so some of these things all come out and really sort of makes you see and believe that it might be best to just not talk politics in the office these days.
Yeah, you know, and I'm a business owner, Joel, outside of here, even though I'm on a political, you know, my own political talk show on a daily basis in my own company. We have that policy where, yeah, it's best to just leave those things alone, even though the owner talks about them daily on his show. The reality is we're not going to do it at work.
I think that's the right way to handle it these days. I mean, it's so divisive. You know, you really got to look at why you're having the conversation. If you're having it just because you want to have a conversation and you're being friendly, that's one thing. But I think most of the time people go into these things so wound up already And what are they trying to accomplish? Are you trying to change somebody's mind? Because that's most likely not going to happen.
No, so it's really not. And for me as an owner, Joel, for me, the most important thing on at work is work. I mean, you got to turn a dollar, make a profit, and make things work. Otherwise, nobody's got a job. And as much as I personally know politics are a big deal, they affect all of us, I get that. But that's just one of those places where, frankly, it needs to be left on the doorstep when you walk inside the building or whatever you do for a job. It just needs to be left in the car and go do your job, make money for the company, and worry about that stuff after the fact.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that a lot of times people don't even recognize how it might be affecting them. Even if it's not a conversation, it could just be wearing a campaign shirt on a Zoom call. You know, a lot of times that's going to upset somebody, and they may not be willing to say anything about it, but it doesn't change the fact that they have an opinion as well, and that they might feel in some way harassed, and that's just unfortunate, but it kind of leads to a toxic workplace in a lot of ways.
No, and Joel, I agree, and again, you know me. I mean, this is what I do on a daily basis. I talk this stuff every single day, but again, this is the platform for me to do so, and I will also say that, you know, there are also times where there's, you know, family gatherings, or there, you know, in this case, it's work, but there's just time and places where, you know, those things can be talked about, and there's other times where there shouldn't be. And by the way, everybody knows that listens to me. I'm not any kind of a pacifist, Joe. I'm not somebody just would back down just to back down. But I also know there's a time and a place for everything, and politics in the workplace is not that time.
Yeah, you're spot on. And, you know, the companies that I talked to, I talked to quite a few, I think they're all leaning in that direction. And, you know, you can kind of understand how somebody else would look at it, an employee would look at it and say, well, that's my right to free speech. And it's really not.
No, it's not. No, because they're at, you know, because what folks don't realize, Joel, and you know this, but for everybody else listening, I'm going to explain this one more time. As an employer, Joel, if I were to hire you, basically what I've done is I've bought your time. Your time is now my time while you're working for me. And yes, I have a say in the time that I've purchased from you, correct?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, we all have a job to do, and that's what they need to be reminded of at some point. You know, you don't want to trample on their opinion, but you also want to recognize that you have a job to do, and it's time to focus on that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, to your point a moment ago, a lot of times these things get going back and forth between even certain individuals in a place of business. It may not be all individuals. Maybe it's just a couple of individuals. But if it's enough of a riff or strife that's being caused there, it can affect the way work is being performed. And let's face it, work is about turning dollars, which has to then make a profit. And profit's not a dirty word. If we don't have profits, we don't stay in business.
Yeah, it's funny how that's become such a hot topic as well. People look at it down at you almost if you've actually managed to make a profit these days. If you do decide though that you're gonna kind of follow this culture of compliance that we have these days, I do tell employers to make sure that they've got a formal written policy about what it is so that there's no ambiguity.
Yep.
You get zero tolerance against any kind of harassment, and make sure that employees feel comfortable coming to you to tell you that maybe they're feeling a certain way or somebody is not letting it go, and sometimes you might actually have to take a little bit of a disciplinary action.
No, well said, Joel. I think that's exactly right. You need to make sure that as a company, you've got those ground rules in play. They need to be written out. They need to be very well understood, especially now. In fact, I would advise businesses, and I consult businesses regularly, Joel, I would advise them to actually have these conversations. We had a situation. I've got a client up in the Minnesota area, and when the riots were happening, there was a particular individual there that was very much on the side of the rioters and bringing a lot of those things to work. And the reality is the rest of the client, you know, or the rest of the people that were working there were not on that side of the fence. And I basically said, listen, you know, Mr. Owner, you're going to have to sit down and have a chat here and make sure these things don't go any farther, because the reality is it's not the time or the place for it, much to what you're just saying, Joel. And I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on. It's just not the time or the place for it.
Yeah, exactly right. If you can't manage to do it over the dinner table these days, you're not going to be able to do it at the office. And you want to make sure it doesn't become, just because somebody's super passionate about it, it doesn't give them the right to turn into almost a bullying situation where they're trying to force everyone else into their way of thinking.
Yeah, you just can't do that. Joel, good stuff. I appreciate it. I'd love to have you back in the future, talk more. I apologize. I meant to have you on longer today, and you know, this time of year, things are just rolling along. What else can I say? It's just hot right now. What else can I say?
Yeah, no problem at all. Have a great one.
Good stuff. Joel Patterson, I appreciate it very much. Forbes book, author of The Big Commitment, Solving the Mysteries of Your ERP Implementation. Real quick, yes, folks, any of you that are in business, that are in either management or the owner of the business, even though I talk politics every single solid day, it is one of those things in the workplace where you need to really make sure that you've got the right things set in stone, that everybody understands what's acceptable and not acceptable, and make sure that you're getting those things in place. Otherwise, you know, bottom line is you don't want it affecting the productivity and what you're doing in the business, because that's really the bottom line of what's going on there. Bruce Simmons is next. He's our reverse mortgage specialist. He is the professor of reverse mortgages. And you can find out all about reverse mortgages by calling Bruce today. Find him at klzradio.com or by calling 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I know it's been a really fast 2 hours here. Got about a minute left or so. And real quick, I wanted to cover this yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to do it, so I've got about 30 to 45 seconds here where I can do this today. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about Fed officials calling for more government spending to speed the economic recovery up. That's what Powell says. Wrong answer, by the way. Here's the right answer. No, I don't serve on the Fed's on the Fed board. If I would, we'd be doing things differently today, because here's the answer, folks. We don't need more government spending. We need more consumer spending, i.e. going out into businesses that are open for business. That's how we get the economy going. We don't need more government spending. We need the businesses that have been shuttered to open, allow them to do what they do, get these ball games opened up, get 75,000 plus people at Mile High Stadium. I know that's not the right name, but that's what I call it. You get my drift, folks? Open the economy, especially in blue states. Powell, Jerome, no, we don't need more government spending. We don't need your help. The economy will do fine on its own if it'll open up. That's what we need. We need the economy opened up. We do not need more government spending. Those are my 2 cents. We'll come back. And another full hour coming your way, so don't go anywhere. We got 3 guests lined up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.